This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Honestly, Tiki, I'm numb. I'm just numb. Yesterday, the Mets ran us over with a car. We were damaged. We had a broken leg. Some of us said it's not that big of a deal. Calm down. My leg isn't really broken.
Got Devin Williams.
Then they ran us over and killed us today.
No. They backed up and ran over you again.
That's right.
Then put it forward and ran over you a third time.
Yeah, so we got run over five times. Congratulations. Pete Alonso is now a former New York Met as he is signing with the Baltimore Orioles on a five-year, $155 million offer. If you're going to call up today and tell me, oh, the Mets are so smart, they're so brilliant, why would you give that overrated bum, that doofy bum, a five-year contract? You can save it. Because what I believed, and I'm wrong, I'm an idiot, what I believed is that when Steve Cohen bought this team, events like yesterday and events like today would not happen. That even if you had to go into an uncomfortable territory like giving a 30 to 31-year-old player a five-year contract, you would do it anyway. I thought that the owner who grew up as a Met fan, who had more money than God, wouldn't let this happen. I thought that the team president who grew up as a Met fan and had some sentimentality wouldn't let this happen. And they let it happen. And they let it happen on back-to-back days.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I feel today as a Met fan? I'm pissed. I'm angry. I'm sad. I'm devastated. They didn't just let a lifelong Met walk away. They also let a player who gives them the best chance to win walk away. And that's the common denominator between yesterday and today. It's not just all emotions. It's not just all, he's my favorite player, or I buy his jersey, or my kid likes him. Sure, that's a factor. But the ultimate factor is they let the most reliable slugger in baseball walk out that door. They let the best closer in baseball walk out that door. And the part that pisses me off is I gotta hear that they never made an offer because it was too rich for them. It was too much for them. Every team is idiots for offering Pete Alonso a five-year contract because David Stearns and Steve Cohen know so much more than everyone else. Here's what I know that they know. They have been to the postseason two times, Steve, really, since he got here. So you're not as smart as you think you are. You're not as brilliant as you think you are. So you let Pete walk, you let Edwin walk, and right now as a Met fan, and again, I think I speak for most people, whether I'm irrational or not, I don't care. This sucks. Two straight days. The Wilpons never gave us two straight days like this. And now Cohen and Stearns, this administration, this tyrannical group of guys, have told Met fans, go F yourself 2 days in a row.
Well, you know that in time, it will get better. That's the one thing you can look forward
because
to.
Because it can't get worse.
Well, exactly. It can't get any worse. What else are you going to do? Trade Francisco Lindor? I mean, hell, the way this is going now, maybe they do that. You know in time it will get better. And you also know that in time you will find out what the actual plan is. I'm not even going to try to talk you off the ledge today. I'm not even going to try to rationalize this because it doesn't make any sense. We'll go through and look through our bingo that we did, free agent bingo. I always thought Pete was going to come back, not only because he's the most reliable slugger in baseball, as you just mentioned, but you need a guy on your team who every bit of the fan base relates to and gets homegrown from the very beginning, from his rookie of the year to breaking Daryl Strawberry's record last season. Pete Alonso was the Met that every fan related to. Even if you were annoyed by him at times, he was yours. He was your annoyance. Now you don't have that. And it feels like David Stearns, and I guess with the blessing of Steve Cohen, is remaking the Mets in his image. And that could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. That's for a latter evaluation. Right now, you're right, though, Evan. This sucks. It sucks because you're losing a lot of people's favorite player.
And you're
losing.
And he's
not done. It's not like he's done. It'd
right.
be different if he was 35 years old and it was like, yeah, you know, it sucks. He still wants to play. We can't give him that contract. Good luck. You had 15 great years here. That's not what we're talking about.
But they're also losing really good players. The Mets are coming off a season in which they won 83 games. And you know who wasn't really responsible for the Met collapse? Edwin Diaz and Pete Alonso. I would argue they were two of their most valuable players from this previous season. And they're out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I know there's a balance between the sentimentality that I sometimes have and a lot of Met fans have. But there's also the baseball sense that you got worse. Your job just became more difficult. And what annoys me is that I get that 5 years is risky. I want to make that clear. He's 30, 31 years old. He's getting older. It's 5 years. It's a long time. It's $30 million a year. I understand the risks. But I thought, and I guess this is where I've got to learn better, that maybe I was conned, or maybe I conned myself. I thought that with a billionaire owner, you'll take those risks.
Mm-hmm.
You'll take that risk that year four may not be pretty, or year five may not be pretty. Like, forever, whenever I heard fans say, oh, you can't go more than 3 years, I would always say, why? Like, why is that? Like, I understood last year. The Mets played a tough game with Pete Alonso. They were tough. They said, why would we give you five? No one's offering you three.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mets played hardball last year, and they won. This year, they played hardball, and there were clearly teams that were willing to go 4 or 5 years, as we saw with the Orioles. Why not be willing to get a little uncomfortable? Because what we're learning about David Stearns is that he doesn't like getting uncomfortable. Well, in free agency, and sometimes with your own players, you have to get uncomfortable. I know Yankee fans don't want to hear this because I know you guys are mad right now at Brian Cashman, and we'll eventually address that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Brian Cashman wanted to go 8 years with Max Fried? What did he realize?
No.
I got to get a little uncomfortable here.
Now, we're also mad at David Stearns because now Pete Alonso is our problem.
Well, that's another, that's another story. But sometimes you have to get uncomfortable. So for any Met fan today or baseball fan who chimes in and says, but Evan, you're usually reasonable. You think 5 years is smart? Dude, it's free agency.
Yeah.
Sometimes you've got to do uncomfortable things. And David Stearns and Steve Cohen over the last few days, they haven't done that.
Yeah.
And now they've lost two key players that they need to replace. I know they've already technically replaced Edwin Diaz with Devin Williams. We'll get into that later. But how do you replace a guy in Pete who plays every game, who hits 35, 40, 45 home runs a year?
You don't.
How do you do that?
Well, Schwarber, but he's not available any longer. So Cody Bellinger, maybe? I mean, there's answers out there, but the question is, are they going to go do it?
I want to be respectful about Cody Bellinger. He is not Pete Alonso, and I'm so sick and tired of people telling me he is.
But
he's not.
He can mitigate it if he should sign with the New York Mets, but that is neither here nor there. Let me pivot this in just slightly one way or the other. When you think about paying guys and overpaying them, I guess, is the case in this case, because they're free agents. You always overpay in free agency. The mantra is you can overpay a guy if it's going to help you win a championship. Max Fried with the New York Yankees, give him 8 years. Yes, it's an overpay ultimately, but the Yankees are always in the postseason, and he could help you win a championship.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Do you think the Mets, David Stearns, Steve Cohen, are looking at this team, looking at the National League, and saying, we're not close enough to getting to a championship. Therefore, it doesn't make sense.
So they're giving up? They're rebuilding? They're unloading?
I mean,
is that what you're telling me?
What else can you say? Because isn't this what this looks like? It looks like a rebuild. It doesn't look like we're trying to win right now.
They traded for Marcus Semien.
Exactly.
They traded for a 35-year-old second
exactly.
baseman. They're rebuilding now?
I mean...
That's what they're doing?
They
signed Devin Williams to a three-year contract. That's rebuilding.
It got rid of Brandon Nimmo's contract.
I got you. The last 2 years of Brandon Nimmo's contract.
Right, sure, my point is, you go get, if you're the Dodgers, you go get Mookie Betts. You pay Shohei Ohtani whatever the hell you want, whatever he wanted, and defer three-quarters of it. You go get Yamamoto. You go get all these guys. You sign Edwin Diaz. They're trying to win now.
Right.
And the reason that you can justify whatever the cost is that once you win, it kind of starts to pay for itself.
Of course.
So if you're the Mets, are you not also thinking, and maybe this is the answer, they don't think that they're in the championship window.
So what does that mean for the rest of the offseason? Based on that logic, not doing anything else.
I don't know.
Think is the case. Like, I expect that they're going to spend. I expect that they're going to make additions.
Well, we'll see.
Well, no, you're right, we'll see. Because obviously if they don't, then we can circle back and say, maybe you were right.
I don't think that right now. If you overpay Pete
right.
and you don't win a championship, was it worth it?
Well, my answer would be yes for a myriad of reasons. Mm-hmm. And I'll go through a couple of them. Number one, this owner, Steve Cohen, who came in here with his beautiful money, and these big dreams and promises. Steve Cohen called all of us out last year. He said, show up to my ballpark. I just spent money.
Right.
And we did. The Mets drew amazing numbers last year. Do you think as of right now, and obviously there is more time to go in this offseason, and eventually today we'll emotionally get to the point of talking about what they should do next, because it isn't over, even though it feels like we just got run over by a truck, and as you said, it got pulled over us five times. Do you expect people are showing up?
I mean,
the answer's no.
Didn't they already have to renew their season tickets?
Well, and a lot of people didn't because they raised ticket prices.
Yeah, okay.
And also a lot of how they draw is based on people showing up to games or buying tickets right. in advance. So as of right now, after this owner had the balls to tell us, show up to the ballpark, I spent money, what about you? This is what's happened so far. So I don't think they're rebuilding. You're not the first to say this. Hoff said this to me last night on the Rico. My dad even texted it to me. It sounds that. I don't believe that's what's going on. What I believe is going on is they think they are smarter than everyone else. And David Stearns, with his smug smiles like, I'll be Alonzo. We'd love him on 3 years, but you know, 5 years. Like, we're not going to do that. Just like last year. Same thing with Edwin Diaz. They were smug and arrogant in the negotiations with Edwin Diaz to the point where Edwin didn't even want to come back.
Yeah.
You know, we could take that story however you want. The Mets will spin it and say, well, Edwin didn't want to come back. I'd like to ask why. What do you think happened? Maybe it was something you did. So as of right now, and we are in the midst of an offseason, and I admit, we are in the midst of the most painful offseason of my Met fandom. It doesn't mean it's going to end painfully. I'm just telling you that as of today, when you're looking at back-to-back days, screw Nimmo, by the way. Like, nothing against him. I didn't like the trade. I got it.
It is what it is.
Pivoted. It's different. Right?
You can understand it down the line. It makes sense.
It's a baseball trade. Right? And we can argue it all day, but it's a trade. They just lost Edwin Diaz to the Dodgers. They did not make an offer to the greatest slugger in their franchise's history. That's happened in 48 hours. That's what we're enduring right now as Met fans. And so there are so many reasons to be upset. I actually kind of want to cry. I believe it or not.
Instead of scream and yell like you did yesterday.
Yes. I'm more in a crying mood today than a screw you kind of mood.
You're restarting your stages of grief.
Yes. And here's the good news. I know that people need screaming and anger and pain. So later today at 4 o'clock, Joe Beningo will join the show.
They better sign Pete. Well, sorry, Joe.
And every piece of anger that I'm not supplying the Met fan, you will get from Joe at 4 o'clock. Oh, by the way, we have a big announcement at 3. I forgot about that. We'll get to that as well. Big announcement. I'm not even, like, underselling that. It's really, really big. But this has been two of the most painful days in my Met fandom. And I get, Teak, that this could end well. Like, I understand that. I'm not an idiot. I know they could sign this guy, that guy, this guy. They could win 100 games next year. And if that's the case, like I said to you yesterday, I'd love to replay the audio and laugh at myself. But today, I want to make this clear so everyone knows. The most reliable slugger, the greatest slugger we've had since Darryl Strawberry left. And I didn't really know the day-to-day operations of Darryl leaving. But what my dad always told me and Beningo always told me was, Frank Cashin really didn't want him back. Well, guess what? We're recreating it 35 years later because these guys who are so much smarter than us, we're a bunch of minions, right? We're idiots. We should just shut up and listen to the billionaire owner and the brilliant Ivy League president. They know better than us.
Yeah.
And they allowed him to leave without ever making an offer. And for the record, I don't care how dumb it sounds, I would have matched that offer. Because my point is,
$31 million a year.
They just paid him that.
Yeah, but it was for a year.
So 5 years is too much.
Apparently,
what has Pete shown you where he's breaking down? Is there any evidence of that?
No, I don't think it's a breakdown thing. To me, this feels like what you were alluding to with the Mets with Darryl Strawberry. They didn't want him. They didn't want Pete Alonso any longer. I don't know why. I'm sure at some point, David Stearns is going to have to answer that question because you don't just say, well, we got outbid without making a bid. They could have offered less than what the Orioles were offering, and Pete could have said, you know what, I want to stay. Aaron Judge did the exact thing when the San Diego Padres offered him more than what the Yankees were going to offer him, but they had a conversation, and he ended up staying for what we believe was less money. How do we know that that didn't happen? By not making an offer, you're saying we didn't want you. And until you find out the reason why, you're not going to accept the fact that he's not here.
I also feel stupid. We all should feel stupid. Because when we look back at this journey from the beard being grown to the negotiations to maybe trading him to not trading him to the negotiations where they keep him to the standoff to Amazing Day to the year he just had everything, wasn't this day inevitable? Wasn't this day almost obvious? For 2.5 years? Wasn't the moment that Pete Alonso fired his agent and went to Scott Boras this day an inevitability?
Yep.
And so I kind of deep down probably felt it and thought it. But even last night as I was slumbering, I put my head down on a pillow. I was thinking about the day that was.
And I thought about Pete Alonso. I thought about Kyle Schwarber. And I thought about the contract he got with the Phillies and how the Orioles made a five-year offer. And I even said this to you yesterday. This is a terrible sign.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of you said the odds of them keeping Pete were higher yesterday. I thought it was worse. And the reason I thought it was worse is because if the Orioles made a five-year offer for Schwarber, why wouldn't they make one for Pete?
Yeah.
And as I put my head down on the pillow, even though I knew and we all knew there was that little hope that this owner and this team president, because supposedly they're diehard fans, would step up and they would do something a little bit uncomfortable. Just go a little bit further than maybe they were willing. Get a little stupid. Sometimes it's okay to be stupid. Sometimes it's okay to go a little bit further than what you intend. And they didn't do it. And they let us all down. And I don't feel bad in saying this to David Stearns and Steve Cohen. You have something to prove to us now. You have something to prove to us. You built a team that won 83 games and collapsed. You are now putting a wrecking ball to that team. Okay, your job. We can scream and yell about it. We're just a bunch of minions on talk radio and social media. Screw us. Now, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Now that you've torn it apart and you're going to get all the hate from us, eventually we'll calm down. We're suckers. We'll be back in the ballpark. Maybe not as often as you want, but we'll be in the ballpark. What are you going to do about it to make this team better? And that's how they're going to be defined. But right now, spare me on how you should trust them.
Yeah.
I don't trust them.
Here's what it also feels like.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Steve Cohen's owned this team for, what, 5 years?
Yes.
Yeah, bought it in 2020. 2021 was his first year running.
2021's first year. They won 77 games, 101 games, 75 games, 89 games, 83 games. And they've spent a ton of money collectively over that five-year span. They've gotten to the one NLCS, and they got wiped out by the Dodgers. Do you not think that Steve Cohen, who is a businessman first, and again, I'm just trying to find an excuse, is a businessman first, is saying, this isn't working. I'm not going to keep throwing good money after bad. because that's not how I make, that's not how I've ever made money in my life. It's not how I've ever found success in my life. And so as emotionally distraught as this might make my fan base, I have to do something different.
So my counter to this, because what you're saying is very similar to the old line that was given to Ralph Kiner many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph Kiner, of course, a legendary broadcaster, was a slugger for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And he went into the front office's office and said, I'd like a raise. And they said, well, Ralph, we lost 90 games. And Ralph's like, well, but I had 50 home runs or whatever he did. And the GM said, we can win or we can lose 90 games with you or we can lose 90 games without you. And that's an opinion that people have over last year's Mets. And basically, it's what you just said.
Yes.
My counter to you is you watched every game. You were invested in the Mets last year. Don't you think that the reason they even got to 83 wins was that they had Edwin Diaz and they had Pete Alonso? So taking away two of your best players from, yes, a team that failed, doesn't make you better. It makes you worse.
See, this is a problem. Met fans don't want to hear this, but from a business standpoint, it's not about the individual. It's about the money. It's about the business of this. And that's what this is. It's the only reason you can explain it. Because everything you're saying about Pete Alonso is right. Everything we know about Pete Alonso shows that he's going to be viable and good for the, even if he is just DHing and not playing first base, for the next at least 3 and maybe 4 years. And so who cares if you're paying him for 5 years or 4 years? They didn't make an offer. They didn't want him. And to me, that screams this was a business decision, not a we don't like Pete decision.
We will hear from Met fans coming up, 888-808-1019. Big announcement coming up at 3, the great Joe Beningo at 4, and how Pete Alonso has accomplished something today that I don't think has ever been done in New York Met and maybe New York baseball history. We'll get to the Met fans in a second. How you feeling on a back-to-back, punch-in-the-face kind of day? Yesterday it was Edwin Diaz, and today, if you're just tuning in, Pete Alonso is now a former Met. He is signing a 5-year, $152 million deal with the Baltimore Orioles. But Pete Alonso has done something that is very rare in New York sports. He has left as a free agent for a lucrative contract elsewhere. And when guys do that, it is met with anger towards them, along with anger towards the team. But when Robbie Cano left, there was anger towards Robbie Cano. You heard it yesterday concerning Edwin Diaz. There were a lot of Met fans, Tommy being one of them, angry at Edwin Diaz. Pete Alonso is leaving New York as a hero. You will not hear one person badmouth Pete Alonso on the way out. And then you throw in the fact that he goes to the most unobnoxious team in Mets history, like a team in the American League East that, you know, other than the 1969 World Series, we don't have any issues with.
Right.
Like, Pete Alonso is leaving in a way in which we're all loving him and hating Cohen and Stearns. And so that's unique, because even Darryl left. He was met with a mixed reaction upon his return.
Yeah.
Everyone gets somewhat of a mixed reaction. Pete Alonso is going to be universally loved upon his return on September 14th at Citi Field.
Because he was pushed out the door. And it leaves us now asking why. And there are many different reasons why. One could be, as we were just talking about, it's a business decision. They don't believe that it's going to ultimately pay off, because they're not going to win a championship with the Dodgers dominating and signing everybody, including their closer Edwin Diaz, and going to keep winning championships. So why do it? It also could have something to do with the lockout, right? The potential lockout and then salary cap that's on the other side of that. And now you're seeing from the New York Post, agents have told Joel Sherman that the Mets are telling them they did have a clubhouse issue last year, despite the media saying otherwise.
Despite them telling the media otherwise. Do you believe that?
I don't know. There's been so much smoke around that for 4 years already, 3 or 4 years. You would think it would have gotten out in some capacity, not after everybody is gone.
The Mets gone.
Alonso's gone. Diaz is gone. Okay, yeah, we had a problem with all those guys. That's horse crap.
The Mets are trying to save face.
Right.
That's what they've been doing for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And some Met fans will buy it, and they will eat it up and say, let's blame Diaz or blame the locker room or blame whatever they want. The Mets are attempting right now to publicly leak stuff to save face.
Mm-hmm.
And that will work on some. It's not going to work on me. I know what is going on right now. You didn't want to give Pete Alonso 5 years, period, stop.
Yes.
That was your problem. You probably treated Edwin Diaz in negotiations like it was just a business deal. You didn't view him as the family you sold Juan Soto on. And so Edwin Diaz was bothered and probably said, go scratch and left. So if you want to leak out, we're just so surprised, that offer was crazy, we actually did have a locker room issue, okay. Some will buy it.
Right.
I choose not to. Let's get to your calls, and then coming up at exactly 2:40, I'm going to give him 10 minutes. We will hear from Positive Tommy, because I have no idea what he thinks about what has gone on today.
Yeah, good luck with that one, Tommy.
10 minutes, we will hear from him. The floor will be yours, and I promise I won't throw anything at you, scream at it. Yeah, I'll shut my mic off. But let's get to some of your calls. Paul is in Hartford, Connecticut. What's up, Paul?
Hey, before I get to Pete, what are we going to find out tomorrow? Gary, Keith, and Ron are now calling Dodger games. All right, so here's the thing. I'm not even being sentimental. Since 2019 through 2025, Pete's one of the rare homegrown players we've ever seen with this franchise who's put up absolute monster numbers. He's not slowing down. I don't care. He chased the curveball in 24. He got right back. Last year, got right back in the saddle. We need a right-handed power bat. We need an impact player. We can't find one in free agency this year. We can talk about all these lefties in the free agency market. We can't find a right-handed bat like Alonso, and no one's going to trade you one. So the way he has gotten disrespected for 2 years when he's an absolute asset, all-star, homegrown Met, I don't care. Trade Diaz. Trade everyone. He is a guy who deserves to be here, deserves more respect. It is an absolute rock star to trying to win a pennant. They are absolutely dead wrong on this. Dead wrong. Watch the games and get out of the monitors.
Well said, Paul. I agree with you. I'll give you some very simple stats that everybody can understand. Starting in 2021, 152 games,
yep.
160 games, 154 games, 162 games, and 162 games. The man plays every day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to make fun of his square ass or his body or what you think he's going to look like in 3 or 4 years, do it at your own risk. I have no reason to believe he's going to break down in 5 years.
But I don't. It's not any of those issues.
Then why didn't they want to go more than 3 years, T?
And
this isn't new. Business, this was last year, too.
Business, money, I don't know.
Well, I think it's a dumb business decision.
I agree with
baseball you. Baseball-wise, there's no proof he's going to break down. People keep saying it like there's proof to it.
No, there is no proof to that. That's just nonsense. It just sounds good. It's just something you say because it you can't disprove it.
He had his highest OPS last year since his rookie season. Like, what are we talking
Evan,
about?
I'm just telling you, the only reason people keep saying that is because you can't disprove it. Like, you can't prove it, but we can't disprove it either.
Right. When you project the future, how can I disprove you?
Exactly. So it doesn't. You have no idea. It could happen. It could not happen. And it ultimately, for Pete. Pete is going to go to the Orioles, going to be perfectly fine, and probably now be better than the Yankees. Again, the problem that we now have because of David Stearns. But Pete Alonso he fell into into this negotiation at the exact wrong time. It's unfortunate, but it's the exact wrong time. And I feel like the Mets, meaning Cohen and David Stearns, are trying to create narratives to make it okay. But the problem in baseball, unlike football, is that if you start pissing off your fan base and they stop going, it hurts you worse on the bottom line. In the NFL, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Nobody has to go. It doesn't matter.
Right, look at the Jets.
Exactly.
No biggie.
It's 100. Well, I mean, they are trying to sell tickets on our station. So I don't know. But you know what I mean? But it doesn't matter.
Right.
They're going to keep accelerating.
They're trying to sell tickets, but it doesn't really affect their bottom line as much as others.
Baseball matters. Yes. Without asses in the seats, baseball matters, which is why Steve Cohen was so loud last year saying, people, I need you to come. And they came.
Well, I've got good news.
And then he let them down.
I got good news for Steve. On September 14th, 15th, and 16th, it'll be packed because that's when the Orioles come to town midweek in September. Ethan is in Syosset. What's up, Ethan? Ethan?
You know, I'm happy that Joe Beningo is going to be coming out at 4. This is unacceptable. You let the best closer in baseball go to the freaking World Champ Dodgers, and now you're going to let Pete Alonso go to the Orioles for 5 years, $155 million? You telling me you cannot offer Alonso that? Are you serious? I have enough of David Stearns. He should be fired no tomorrow. I'm so sick and tired of his arrogance. I am. You know, what next thing you know is they're going to trade Lindor and Soto. Let's be honest about it. Because this guy Stearns is all about getting these dumpster diving players. I'm just so sick of this. I'm so sick of David Stearns, and Steve Cohen needs to wake up and and see what's happening. Who cares about your goddamn casinos? Wake up and smell the coffee.
I hope Steve realizes, and thank you for the call, Ethan. Appreciate the passion. Steve Cohn better realize, fair or not, because it's going to come out of Ethan's mouth, Beningo's mouth, my mouth, everyone's mouth. Fair or not fair, that casino is now being attacked. Because you look,
so true.
As of now, as all I wanted was my casino.
Yes.
I got my casino. I don't care about anything else. And I admit, that's not fair.
Right.
But that's the perception that he has to deal with.
He'd be better off just not even talking about it until it's up, until it's done.
Yes.
Don't talk about it at all.
Well, good news. Over the next 4 years, he doesn't have to talk about it. We'll see it being built right in front of our eyes for the 18,000 people that decide to show up. Let's go to Zach in Holbrook. What's up, Zach?
Hey, I appreciate you guys taking my call. I typically only call in about the Giants because that's all I know. Admittedly, all I do is root for football and the Giants because I grew up a Mets fan. I'm 33 years old, and I grew up a Mets fan, going to Shea Stadium with my brother and my uncle so much. But, you know, being a Mets fan growing up in the late 90s, early 2000s, I got my ass kicked too many times with all these Yankee fans around here.
Right.
The reason being, though, is because this is my problem with baseball. Baseball is, you know, I'll rephrase it. This is my problem with the MLB. Baseball, I love. You know, the sport itself, I grew up playing it. I lived eating, breathing, and sleeping baseball so much. But once I learned and I was old enough to understand that the salary cap, there's no salary cap in baseball, I stopped giving a crap about the Mets and the MLB. All I cared about is the Giants because they were winning, and you know what? This is the
but Zach, they lost him to the Orioles.
Yeah.
They lost him to the, I don't want to hear about the salary cap today.
He's talking history, though.
I understand, but I don't want to hear about the salary cap. The Mets have a billionaire owner. They're supposed to be able to use their muscle. They have had some of the highest payrolls in baseball the last couple of years, and they just lost him to the Orioles.
Right.
So the salary cap to me is completely irrelevant in at least this discussion.
Well, the Orioles do have a billionaire owner as well.
And what's their payroll? It's not higher than the Mets.
Not yet.
But it's not going to be. This is the first time we've seen this new owner go out. Did he lose Corbin Burns? Did he keep Corbin Burns? This is the first time the Orioles have made a move, and I give him credit.
Maybe he didn't want Corbin Burns.
Okay. Bottom line is,
I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, but you're doing that whole predict the future thing. I can't prove you wrong. As of right now, the Orioles are not the Mets in terms of spending.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. You can't deny that. And that's who the Mets lost him to. So why is the salary cap relevant to today? It's not. Exactly. That's my point.
No.
So I don't need to hear it today.
I think what he was talking about was without a salary cap, he knew that the Mets were never going to win. He knew that the Mets were at a massive disadvantage to all of the other teams, and particularly the Yankees, who could just outspend you.
But now they have a billionaire owner.
Okay, but now but he hasn't come back in yet. Why? Because they've only been in the playoffs twice under Steve Cohen. You know what I mean?
I actually don't know what anybody means. I'm just going to move on because it's just pissing me off. Let's go to Anthony in Harrisburg. What's up, Anthony?
Well, guys, I called in yesterday about Diaz, and I had to call about Alonso. Want to congratulate Pete on his deal. Hell of a deal. I don't blame him at all. But I cannot believe the amount of disrespect the Mets organization has treated Pete Alonso for everything he's done. He's the most prolific right-handed hitter since 2019 in the major leagues, not named Aaron Judge. And they didn't even have the courtesy to give him an actual offer, which is absolutely mind-boggling. Joe B's 4 o'clock spot today, Evan. Mike, get your popcorn ready, everyone. It's going to be one of the greatest top five spots of all time. And now what the Mets have done with trying to be cheap with Diaz and with Alonso, they've created a vacuum. A vacuum in the free agent market that they now have to overpay for somebody like Kyle Tucker, like Cody Bellinger, that maybe they were interested in but didn't want to pay as much. Now they have to overpay to appease the fans, and that won't even do.
Assuming they feel the need to appease the fans.
Yeah.
If they felt such a need to appease the fans, don't you think they would have been more aggressive at keeping Alonso the day after they lost Diaz?
Yeah. At least one of them. You had to retain one. You could have explained away the other one. You can't get both in 2 days.
The offseason is a 9-inning game. At least I'll make that comparison. We are only in the third inning. Yeah. I acknowledge that.
It's already a crooked number against you.
We're losing 10-0.
Yeah.
Now, could they score 11 runs and win? Sure. But the
I
odds.
Don't know. I don't think those runs are out there. Seriously.
Oh, like what could they do?
Yes, what could they do?
To save the offseason?
Yeah, unless it's trades.
Yeah, I think, I think trading for Skubal, trading for Tatis, like all these magical things.
You know Skubal's going to the Dodgers.
It feels that way. All right, here at 2:40, we are joined by friend of the show, longtime producer,
Tommy.
The great Positive Tommy.
Generational talent.
Tommy yesterday blamed Edwin Diaz. I think you represented a portion of the Met fan base. Mm-hmm. I respect that. but you were adamant about keeping Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso is now gone, to quote a wise man, and he's not coming back. Your thoughts?
Let me first start with Pete Alonso. I love Pete. I love everything he did for the Mets. I wanted the Mets to re-sign him. He plays every single day. He's a prolific power hitter. He is a clutch player. I believe he is great, not only for this franchise, for the fans, everything that he did to embrace the Mets culture, but also inside the clubhouse. I wish it worked out. It did not. Now, as far as David Stearns, everybody says that he's an idiot and he's cheap. I disagree. I think he's ruthless. I don't think he gives a damn about anybody's sentimentality. He doesn't care about our heartstrings. He wants to build a winner. So anybody out there right now that's feeling this way about Edwin Diaz and they're feeling this way about Pete Alonso, what I would ask you is this. If you are a general manager, if you are an owner of a team, and this team collapsed in 2021 and they collapsed in 2025, would you not break up the core of that team? Would you not try to bring in winners like, I don't know, Kyle Tucker won a World Series. Mm-hmm. Cody Bellinger won a World Series. Marcus Semien won a World Series. We wouldn't be screaming about it, but because they're, and I'm emotional too, especially towards Pete, so I understand that. But they are running a baseball team. They are not running a daycare center. They care about winning championships. It's not about a casino. It's not about being cheap. It's about putting a product on the field that's going to win games. So you know what? Sign Tucker. Sign Bellinger. Trade for Scooble. Sign Robert Suarez. Sign Alex Bregman, another winner who's won a championship, and change the makeup of this team. And until I see the entire picture of this offseason, I will not join in on the outward emotion of it because I think it's unfair to what they're doing here.
Because you don't know exactly what they're doing here.
They have a plan.
Yeah.
And I think
you think they have a plan.
Well, what I would say is this, Tiki.
Because they still need to execute some or all of those things that you were just alluding to.
Right.
Now, if that happens, you're right. They've changed the core of this team, and it looks so much more exciting from a fan base standpoint.
When we were children, didn't we get mad at our parents, and we didn't understand that when they disciplined us? But as parents, you go, what I'm doing for you right now is the right thing, and it will work out in the end. And you wake up one day at 25 years old, and you have a great career, and you have a great life, and you go, man, my parents were right when I was 13.
Yeah, I'm glad my mom beat my ass.
Right. But, well, I was thinking more like, you know, time out or something. But yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Single mom. Single black mom. Nah, time ain't not working, bro.
So is it like, who's that painter who do all these beautiful paintings?
Bob Ross.
Yeah. Okay. So is it like a Bob Ross painting where right now we're looking at the canvas and there's weird things on the canvas and we can't tell what the painting is and it may turn into something beautiful, except the weird stuff on the canvas is feces right now and we're not sure if that's going to turn into a beautiful mountain in the background.
Yeah, and honestly, the person you should be mad at is Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball because their offseason is too long, it's too drawn out, and if this was football or basketball, we would already know what the Met roster would look like. But instead, we have to sit around and wait until January or February, so we're getting things out of order. We don't see the full Mets plan. I believe they have a plan.
Okay. According to Tim Healy, who's very locked in, can I tell you one possibility they're thinking about at first base for the New York Mets?
Let's hear it.
And I want to hear Tommy's opinion on it. The New York Mets are floating the idea of a platoon between Jeff McNeil and newly signed free agent Paul Goldschmidt.
What?
Would you be good with that at first base for the New York Mets?
I would not be good with that.
Jeff McNeil?
Yes. That's what, according to Tim Healy, is a possible solution the Mets are floating around internally.
Jeff
a platoon
McNeil.
Of Jeff McNeil.
Has Jeff McNeil ever played? And if he has, when was the last time?
He's played a handful of games at first base, yes. Not a lot, but he's played a handful of games.
When?
Not often, because Pete plays every day, but he's done it. If I had to guess off the top of my head, he's probably done it like 20, 25 times, but he's done it. And I think to Jeff's credit.
I don't remember that at all.
To Jeff's credit, like he's shown he can play everywhere. And Paul Goldschmidt would just be more fodder for Sean and Yankee fans. So you're saying, I just want on the record, if that's what they do at first base, replacing the most reliable slugger in the history of the freaking team with Jeff McNeil and Paul Goldschmidt, you're saying you do not approve of that?
I do not approve of that.
Okay.
I do not approve of that.
Just want to make that clear. Look, the one thing that you say, and it is true, and I try to say it.
Two games in 2025.
Okay. So what is it in his career? It's probably like 15, 20, 25 games, something like that. Either way, that doesn't worry me. What worries me is Jeff McNeil doing it not can he do it. I'm sure he could do it fine, but I think I'm done with Jeff McNeil. You're going to break up Alonzo, Diaz, and Nimmo, but you're going to keep that guy around?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
But the one thing you are saying, and I've tried to say it in the midst of my tears and screaming and whining like a baby,
yeah,
is that it is a long offseason. I know that.
Three innings, by the way.
Okay. I know they can add more to their bullpen. And they can... Three innings?
He's never started a game. He's played three innings at first.
Three in
his
innings
career.
In his career.
Oh, I thought it was more than that.
And in 2023, one inning, two innings last year.
Either way, his ability to play first base, believe it or not, doesn't concern me. The guy went and played center field last year and did okay.
No, I agree. He's a baseball player. He'd figure it out.
I don't like it because I just don't want to do it with Jeff McNeil.
Right.
But it is a long offseason. And I think the challenge we're now all facing is, okay, now what? A lot of these free agents are left-handed. They already have one. So, they're going to build like Tommy's idea. Do you really think they're signing Kyle Tucker? Like, does anybody actually think that?
I mean,
I guess it's possible.
Of course,
I just
it's
don't
possible.
Think it.
So, but why not? I mean, you're not paying Pete Alonso. You're not paying Edwin Diaz. You can go pay Kyle Tucker.
I mean, technically, Teague, they could pay anybody they want. I'm asking you, do you think they're going to give 10 years to Kyle Tucker after balking at five for Pete Alonso?
At this point, we have to accept that there was what Tommy said is the actuality, that they wanted to remake the core of this team. And it's why the Nimmo trade happened, even if you don't love the return. But it's why it happened. You wanted to remake what has consistently been underperforming, because that's not the right word, but lack of getting to the mountaintop type of situations. And so they want to redo it. They want to rethink it. And you can't rethink it by keeping too many pieces the same. And unfortunately, Pete and Edwin Diaz were free agents at the wrong time.
Mm.
And so they become expendable. That just happens.
I want to throw up.
There's no room at the end sometimes.
I get you.
It just sucks.
I get you, man.
Sometimes it's necessary.
I get you. I get Tommy. I get all that. I want to throw up. Just thinking of Pete Alonso with that stupid bird on his head now.
It just doing the outfield water thing when the homer, you know?
The bird bath.
The bird bath.
What's the bird bath?
That's how they celebrate homers.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And he's going to love it. Yeah. He's a big doofus. But he was always our big doofus, and now he's gone. And the thing that stings, the thing that's going to bother me more tomorrow than it does today, bother me more a month from now than it does today, is starting to think about that list that Joe has talked about, that I have talked about, all the great Met players that they let leave.
Yeah.
Like, I really thought we were done with this. But then again, why would I think that? This owner, and you can tell me any excuse you want, because I know there are excuses. I'm just going to give you the facts. The facts are this owner, in his tenure, which has only been a half decade, has let Jacob DeGrom, Pete Alonso, and Edwin Diaz walk out that door.
Right, but that's not fully fair.
It doesn't matter. It happened.
It did.
It happened.
But it's not fair because Jacob DeGrom didn't want to be here. And as much as you and your fandom look at Pete Alonso and Edwin Diaz and are just gung-ho, we got to fight to the end for those guys because they're our guys. They're going to go to Cooperstown with Met hats on. Steve Cohen, even as a fan, might look at it differently. There's a portion of this fan base that's like, I'm okay without Pete Alonso. There's a portion of this fan base that's like, Edwin Diaz, you don't want to be here anyways. So how do we know Steve Cohen is not just taking it from a different Met fan's perspective?
I'm not saying that isn't true. I'm merely saying, I don't know why you would argue with me about this. It's just a fact. His stewardship allowed DeGrom, Diaz, and Alonso to leave.
Yes.
Have I said something incorrect?
No, but DeGrom I thought was a masterclass.
Okay, you give me whatever you want.
I'm just telling you.
Did they allow him to leave?
Did they
allow him to leave?
They let him leave.
Okay, did they allow Edwin Diaz to leave?
And they didn't look bad for it.
I know. You keep giving excuses, which are fine.
I'm not giving excuses. I'm giving you the perception of it.
Okay, I'm telling you, all those guys left under the stewardship of Steve Cohen.
Yes.
And everyone can give me all the excuses they want. That's on his watch.
Right.
It's like the whole Diaz argument yesterday. Well, this happened, that happened. You let him leave. I don't give a damn about all the little intricacies of it. You lost him.
Do they need Edwin Diaz and Pete Alonso to win a championship?
No, I don't think you need them to win.
So when they win a championship, this discussion will be relevant in your mind.
I hope so.
Exactly.
I hope so. But I'll tell you this, Teague. When they traded Tom Seaver, it didn't help them win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
When they let Daryl Strawberry walk away, it didn't help them win a championship. When they let Zach Wheeler walk away, it didn't help them win a championship. When Jose Reyes walked away, it didn't help win a championship. When Jacob DeGrom walked out that door, they didn't win a championship.
That was the Wilpons.
So I'm putting them all together. I'm putting everything together.
Yes.
So you're right. Yes, of course. I'm not an idiot. I'd want to win a championship. I don't care who's on the team doing it. I agree with that. I made that very clear when people lectured me that I wouldn't enjoy a Nets championship because it's a bunch of bought mercenaries. And I said, you're an idiot. I would enjoy any championship. Mm-hmm. So trust me, I appreciate that. If they win a title next year, we can replay the audio and make fun of me and everybody else. But do you feel today they're closer to a championship?
No, because okay. They don't have a roster yet.
Exactly. They got worse.
Yeah, but it's week three of the offseason.
Do you think, okay, let me frame it this way, T. Do you think when we're sitting here on March 26th, maybe at Citi Field for opening day? I don't know. We have a big announcement in a few minutes. We'll get to it. Do you think the Mets are going to be closer to a championship than what they were going into opening day the previous year?
No, because going into the opening day last year, it was Pete Alonso, Juan Soto, Francisco Lindor. It was all the superstars and Edwin Diaz in the bullpen and your rotation. Kodai Senga was coming back. The answer is no, but I think they'll get to a championship probably faster than they would have with the current iteration of last year's iteration of their
team. To quote a man who will be joining us at 4 o'clock, from your lips to God's ears. Mm-hmm. Joe B. will join us at 4 o'clock. We got a big announcement coming up in about 7 minutes, and we will get to more of your phone calls. Want to hear from the grieving Met fan on another day that will live in Met infamy. Diaz yesterday, Alonso today, and yes, we have to bring up why Pete Alonso leaving the Mets for the Orioles is also terrible news for the New York Yankees. It's Evan and Tiki on a Wednesday we'll never forget.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.